When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey everybody, what's going on? I'm Rob Cesternino, back again to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories for the week of August 1st, 2023, here on News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual.
News. Yeah, that's right. News AF is back here with your favorite News AF team. And we've got a lot of fun stories to talk about here today. And so let's bring in a guy who is a great friend of mine, also Pickleball's top influencer, America's dad, Father Nature. Here he is. It's Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
I'm doing great. When you said a good friend of mine, I was like, if he says Danny right now, that would be a stab to my heart.
That would be
wouldn't
it.
Do it. Yeah. Wouldn't do it.
Yeah, things are great. Got back from Utah. Couple things.
You beat the heat?
I beat the heat. Yeah, we were up high and it was.
Oh, Tyson. You missed a record breaking. Well, I guess it probably was 30 days above 110 Phoenix. You were part of that.
I mean, I think they had the record like 2 years ago for that same thing or something. So
forget about that record. Forget about
this
it.
This is a new record.
This is a new record.
But
and
yesterday,
you were part of that.
Yesterday we were only at 101.
Ugh,
so dude. we've come to an
Put
end.
Put on a sweater.
All good things have come to an end. But I did notice one thing, and I think it's a little weird, but maybe it's normal, is that one of Rachel's favorite things to do on vacation is plan the next vacation.
Oh, yeah. Got to have something to look forward to. Right.
She's on she's not just like scrolling Airbnbs, be like, I'm looking at Florida places. I'm looking at that. I'm like, we're on a vacation right now.
Yeah.
Like, live in this. But, you know. If that's
grass
what
is always greener
most, yeah,
on the other
sure
vacation
is.
Spot.
Yeah.
It really, really is. Yeah.
As they say in the Bible.
So. Boy, are you not thinking of the next podcast as you're doing one, Tyson?
Yeah, right now I am.
Your head's in the next one.
No, it's not. It's here.
Yeah. Okay. Well, happy to have you here with us, as is, of course, Danny Bryson. Danny, how are you?
Doing better.
Better. Better than before, because you're back home?
Better than yesterday. Yes. Oh my gosh. I forgot. Yeah. 14-hour drive. So I am doing better from that. Recovering from an argument with Liz.
Over what? What's can you share?
Yeah, of course. So Liz is actually, she does more hard work than I do. She does construction work. She remodeled our basement, but she's also doing three sheep. We joined this program called 4-H. I didn't.
Oh, Is it the kids farming one?
So my kids have a sheep, but they share it with two other people who have sheep. So yesterday Liz was out sheep wrangling. Mm-hmm. She was shearing the sheep. She was picking them up. She was getting sheep poop all over herself. Meanwhile, I was at home enjoying air conditioned housing and food and no sheep poo where I was. Mm-hmm. And she came home and did that thing where they expect you to read their minds. And I was unable to do that. So I understand being covered in sheep poo is an angry multiplier, right? Sheep hair, sheep poo, wrangling sheep out of trucks. But it just led to an explosion. The kind that your kids come up afterwards and they're like, "Dad, I love you." And then, you know, they go away because it was so loud. And they're just like, they want you to know that everything's, you know, they come over to you to make sure that everything's still cool. But yeah, we recovered from that. Just had to sleep on it. The whole thing about not going to bed angry is such a lie, because I can tell you that continuing the argument in bed would have been worse.
Oh,
than
okay.
Sleeping on it, I think. So anyway, yeah. Finally sorted it out after sleeping on it.
That was heavy, Danny.
That was heavy.
Not a lot of laughs on that one.
Not a lot of laughs. But the thing I wanted to point out is that if you have sheep poo on you, right? I think that you do get a little bit of an excuse. I feel like any kind of animal poop can excuse your angriness, if that's a word that we can use here. Mm-hmm. But the problem was it wasn't visual sheep poo. So I can't smell still. And if I can't see the sheep poo, then I can't appreciate how much sheep poo you actually have on mm-hmm. you. And then I can't really approach the argument with the right amount of respect for your sheep poo. Okay.
So does your nose only work visually? So if she was covered in sheep poo, would you be able to smell it? Just be like, "Oh, I can smell it."
Probably, yes. Because sheep smell awful. Have you guys ever smelled sheep?
Where are you getting these sheep? Are you just going to?
Yeah, so she did it all. So she found a farmer who had sheep mm-hmm. and then with the help of a neighbor, arranged mm-hmm. everything, went and picked up the sheep. And she's done everything.
Picked up the sheep and brought it to the house?
Yeah, so
we have sheep at your house.
No. Close to our house. About two houses down, a neighbor let us use their spare acreage mm-hmm. for a sheep pen, which we put up. And so
that's a nice neighbor.
Yeah, that is a nice. Well, then also all the surrounding neighbors were okay with it, which is crazy, right? Because sheep don't smell very good. All the people out there who have dealt with sheep.
You probably are paying a pretty price in wool, Danny.
Well, that's what I thought. I said, can we use the wool from this sheep? Like, well, how do we benefit? And the way that you benefit mm-hmm. is your kids, we bought the sheep, right? We paid. The kids get the difference between the price we paid and then the food costs. And then we sell the sheep in about a month and the kids get that money. And it can be substantial. So there is financial reward, but those sheep have really, really, you think the cat annoys me, right? The sheep are just so much worse. So much worse. So don't do it, guys. If your wife approaches you to get livestock, just know that it's not easy.
I know why the neighbors get away with it, because your neighbors are all like your age or older, mostly probably.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Yep. And at that age, like, you've lived your life, you've done your job. And a lot of guys just dream about farming and they're like, it's not that offensive and we're farmers now. And they're like,
they like the idea of it.
They like the idea of thinking that they can be a little bit self-sufficient when in reality, all they've ever done is work a desk job and they can't be.
Yeah. If the world fell apart tomorrow, I'd like to think that we have those sheep on reserve for food, but they'd be gone. We can't defend those sheep. All of a sudden the neighbors don't become so neighborly when the mm-hmm. apocalypse is upon us. And I've got a delicious chunk of sheep out there grazing. The other thing is old people.
Sheep's on my property, Danny.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Possession's 9/10 of the law.
The other thing is, as you get older, your sense of smell goes. Mm-hmm. And that's why old ladies wear the worst possible perfume at church.
You think that's why?
Oh, 100%. I think it's well documented that old people lose their sense of smell. Mm. So everyone around the sheep are pretty old. And only when it gets really bad do we get phone calls like, "Hey," and they're super nice about it because my neighbors are nice. They're like, "Hey, so I'm starting to smell those sheep. do you think there's something you can do?
Mm-hmm. What are you going to do? Come over and hose them down?
My kids have to shovel sheep crap.
Oh, you got to pick up the poop.
Yes, and spread out these like pellets. So anyway, it's been a real growing experience. If you want your kids to learn about sheep and how to raise them. Yeah. But a point of contention, not helpful in a marriage to bring in sheep into the urban environment.
No, no. Sheep have broken up a lot of marriages from what I understand. Yes.
I don't doubt that at all.
How so?
I think that, look, they can complicate things.
They could throw a wrench into the works, big sheepy wrench.
No doubt, no doubt. So I was going to text you guys over the weekend because I wanted to share some news that I had, because now today is my anniversary, 13 years of marital bliss over here at my house.
Beat the national average. Every year you're beating the national average by another year.
We're just crushing it. Mm-hmm. Something that Nicole and I ended up doing, I don't know what vow or what, you know, anniversary this is, but we bought bikes.
Oh, wow. E-bikes or regular bikes?
No, regular.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's
what do I need e-bike
Danny,
for?
Regular bikes?
Well, I don't know. Okay, look, if it's hilly, maybe you want an e-bike. I will say that I do kind of like my e-bike more now. But if you don't live in a place with hills, no, you don't need the e-bike.
I mean, that the hills are, you know, the roads are a little bit go up and down. But yeah, I don't think we need it. I think it's fine.
It's fun to just mosey. You're not trying to break any records,
are
you?
Yeah, where am I going? And
do you have baskets in the front?
We don't have a basket, no. Aww.
What kind of bikes are they?
So I brought it up here on the Dick's Sporting Goods website. GT is the brand.
Okay.
And it's called, I didn't know this is what it was named. It's called an adult aggressor.
Ooh, and have you been aggressive?
I don't know. Yeah. It's an adult aggressor bike.
So have you gone out on a couple's ride yet?
So we've been out with the kids.
Oh, okay. All right. That's not as romantic.
Not as romantic. Family event. Sadly. Yeah. But yeah, no, we love it. Excited.
Bikes are awesome. They're like surprisingly fun.
You know what? I really did. I used to have a bike. You know, I had a bike all through, you know, being a kid. And then I had one in California, and I don't remember at what point I got rid of it. And then it wasn't until I was back on it that I realized how much I enjoyed it. Like, I forgot. Yeah, I love this.
I love bikes.
The wind in your hair and stuff.
Yeah,
and
this was great.
Yeah, the only risky run is just getting mowed over by a vehicle.
Yeah.
We haven't gone out in any like high traffic areas.
Yeah.
Riding around the neighborhood. Right.
So was that your anniversary present?
I mean, I'm under the impression this was our present, but yeah, you never
you
know,
were
Danny.
Under the impression. Yeah.
You never know, you know.
I wouldn't trust your impressions.
No. No, that I've been led astray many a times. I was out this morning. I got some flowers. I purchased flowers. I did not receive flowers. I purchased flowers.
Oh, it would have been cute. Check.
And then,
I don't know, chocolates or what? Something like that?
No. I have some snacks for later. I mean, it's a Tuesday. I mean, can't really go all out on a Tuesday.
Why not?
Well, if it's an anniversary, it doesn't matter. It's an anniversary. The day doesn't matter.
I guess so. I mean, we don't have any babysitting, and my kids are here, and, you know.
Oh, no.
We're going to go to lunch after this.
Okay.
Where?
Let me know how that goes.
A Mexican restaurant.
Yeah. The thing is like, we already know this. We've gone over this every time. You lose no matter what you do. Like, if you're going to spend $50,000 on an anniversary or zero, you're still going to get in trouble.
I think you can win. I think you can win, but the amount of work required is so intense.
I think it's tough to win on year 13. I think you can win years like maybe 1 through 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. I will agree.
The victory is even short-lived, even if you did.
Yeah, let's say that as the number of anniversaries goes up, your ability to satisfy her anniversary wishes go down. Mm-hmm. Okay. I could see that. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, good luck.
Yeah.
I wish you well.
Thank you. Okay. All right. Well, let's see. Where do we want to go? Okay. I guess we have two stories, very interesting. And boy, they really end up, there's a theme here. So had you seen the man who spent $14,000 to transform himself into a lifelike collie? Have you seen this person?
Yeah, I saw that. I saw it all over Instagram. It was all over the news.
Collie.
He's in this collie costume, and the headline has like a woman taking him on a walk. But then if you go to his Instagram,
he's Japanese like, guy, right?
Yeah, bouncing around, jumping around.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But what's interesting, I mean, is the other headline is the bear in the zoo, right?
Well, yeah. So, okay. So we have this man who spent $14,000 to dress like a lifelike dog. But at the same time, then there are zoos that now have to come out and say that actually this is not a person in an animal costume. Let's just set up the collie.
Did you watch the video?
Yeah, which one? Of the dog or the bear?
Of the bear.
So yeah, we can here. Let me just give you the dog real quick, and then we can shift to the bear.
Let's focus on the dog.
Okay.
Really? I say we focus on that bear.
Well, I think I just want to establish. Okay, so there are people in the lifelike animal costumes. Mm-hmm. Okay, and here is
life-ish like.
This is a person.
Yeah, that's a person in there.
There's a human. There's a human in there.
Yeah, sweating his balls off.
Yeah. There he is. That's a human.
More than just that part of his body, Tyson. All of his body is being sweaty.
Mm-hmm. Unless there's an AC unit in there for $14,000.
That looks good. Okay. And then
this woman in a trench coat is walking him.
Yeah. So is he like, I'm watching this and
I bet
I'm
that's
thinking,
his trench coat.
Is he on his knees with his legs like wrapped, tucked up in a locked position? I feel like that's what he is.
Looks like a really fat dog.
No, it's a human in there, Danny.
No, I know, but I'm saying that in that shot, it looks like the world's biggest overfed dog.
See? I'm a human.
Yeah.
Does he have to have that sign with him at all times?
I think so. I think that might be some of the rules of the park.
So his name's Toko, but I was hoping it was Taco when I first saw that.
Yeah.
But it's Toko. Toko the dog.
So that's. Yeah, that cost $14,000. He had this costume. It was modeled after a collie.
He has a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
32,000 subscribers.
Mm-hmm.
And you can watch him frolic on the lawn, roll on a floor, and play fetch.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that made headlines, but now everybody's like, okay, well, what are the real animals?
Wait, can he make his money back? Is he making his money back on this $14,000 investment?
I think that there is a non-zero chance he's making the money back.
Yeah.
But I think he did it for the love of the game, Tyson.
He sure did it for the love of the game. But like, if you want to play fetch with a humanoid in a dog costume, like how much is that? Like, are there things that cost you money to have an experience with a fake dog?
Mm-hmm.
How much did you pay Tyson?
Yeah. People don't hire him, but they may watch his content.
You could hire him for parties, though.
The content. But his Instagram only had a few thousand followers when I visited it, and I didn't follow.
Oh,
what a shame.
Yeah.
Okay. Meanwhile, though, there is a zoo in China. The Hangzhou Zoo had to address allegations, wild allegations even, that there is one of their bears that is people are making very, very inappropriate accusations that this bear is a human in a bear costume.
Do you think this is making the dog man so mad? Like he's like, that's not even a real human in there. They think they know that I'm a human.
How do you know it's not? The video of it standing, I had to watch it several times, is so beyond weird. It looks like a guy standing up going like, hey, what's going on? What's going on? That's what it looks like.
So listen, I'll bring up the video here. I just got to get
through
the ad.
Bring up the video in a second. But here's what I think. I saw it and I thought they said how hot it was in China at this time for this bear. So I was like, it looks like they kind of shaved the bear. And then the bear's a little scrawny. Mm-hmm. And when it stands up, it looks like it has old man butt.
It totally does. That also stood out to me, the old man butt.
The old man butt.
Meaning zero butt.
Zero, yes. No butt.
Pancake butt.
No junk
old
in the trunk.
Pancake. None. None at all.
Also, the distance of its shoulders to the top of its head is so abnormal.
Mm-hmm. For a bear or for a human?
Just for that bear. But, Tyson, you made an excellent point.
Old man butt.
Think of the shaving. I think the shave, if it is in fact shaved, did you read that or you just
I didn't. I just am assuming that it, because it's so hot there, unless like the bear shed all its fur and just has like that thinner coat or something. But yeah.
So it's from Malaysia, the bear is. So it's a hot weather bear.
All right.
So,
all right. You ready for? All right. This
let's see it.
This is footage. This has not been altered. Okay.
Bear or
man in costume? All right. Take a look. Okay. So. Here he is, and especially when he's standing up, like in the back, it looks like that the costume is like hanging off that old man butt a little
bit. Old, yeah.
Yeah.
Here's another suspicious bit of information. So the officials from the zoo came out and said that a human inside a fuzzy costume would never survive summer temperatures soaring to more than 100 degrees. It's like they've already tried it. Like, we've tried this.
Yeah.
At 100 degrees, zoo employees are dying.
We had to get real animals because the zoo employees...
Yeah, they were not safe for zoo employees.
Yeah. If a person did wear a bear costume, they would be lying down within minutes due to the heat. That is just so
a
weird that they already considered
it. A lot of times bears are lying down.
Yeah. Like they've already approached this avenue. They're like, no, we've tried the bear costumes. It didn't work. So we actually did spring for real bears this year.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think a lot of zoos are going to have to come out with statements to say that all their animals are real. And it's kind of like, hey, if you don't put out a statement, what are you hiding?
Oh, these are small bears too. About the same size of a dog. Which is competition for Dog Man.
Yes.
We should ask the Dog Man.
More and more threatened by this old man in a bear costume.
Dog Man could do it. I think they should ask Dog Man, could you put on a bear costume and stay in the zoo all day?
No,
he couldn't. At 100 degrees.
You didn't read up on Dog Man. Collie are his favorite dog, and he particularly wants to be a cute, fuzzy animal.
Oh, is a
Malaysian
bear.
Yeah.
Yeah, this bear only grows to 50 inches tall, where a grizzly bear can be up to 9 feet tall.
Hmm.
Big diff.
Yeah. Okay. Because in the past, there has been some animal forgery, according to this story, that other Chinese zoos have misled the zoo goers.
We talked about this.
Yeah.
We talked about the donkeys that were painted to look like zebras. And by the way, having seen what I think now, allegedly seen, real donkeys in Africa, I mean, real zebras, they do look just like painted donkeys.
Yeah. Okay,
they do?
But what about
the ones at the zoo? How come the ones at the zoo look like zebras then?
Well, I can't speak to the ones at the zoo. I don't go to zoo. I go to Africa to see my animals.
Okay. Well, how about this?
I don't like those cheap imitations. Yeah.
Danny lived in Shanghai for a while, and after he went to their museum and saw a taxidermied mountain lion, he had no idea that they didn't look like that.
Remember that lion? It was as if the Chinese had never seen a mountain lion, but they got sent a mountain lion skin, and they're like, well, what do we do with this? It had like bug eyes and like a crooked smile. It was a grotesque... caricature of a mountain lion, not at all accurate. So painted zebras, misshapen mountain lions, you can find it all in China.
Yeah. All right. Well, Danny, is this giving you any ideas for how else you could decorate your sheep? Okay.
Well, now it's making me wonder if those sheep
to be other exotic animals
aren't people in sheep costume, which also was a story we talked about. Remember sheep guy? Or goat guy?
Mm-hmm.
He was prowling the hillsides in a sheep costume?
Yeah.
You go down and check out those sheep, make sure they're real.
Okay. So, boy, all these zoos are really going to have to come out with some hard facts about what are the real animals and what are fake.
Well, and how do you verify?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you allow the humans to... and visitors to come in and what?
You have to dissect it in front of the people that are at the zoo.
Open heart surgery.
Open heart surgery.
Put it back together and make it back up.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I like that idea.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah.
What if they brought out like a beehive? Like, no human would stick its hand in a real beehive.
Collie Man's pretty dedicated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Collie Man is dedicated.
He's willing to do.
Okay.
What I want to delve into Collie Man's psyche a little bit more here. It's like, what does he love about it? Does he wish he were a dog instead of a human? Does he just have an affinity for cuddly dogs so much so that he wants to sometimes pretend? Like, what is...
what's his day job? That's what I want to know.
What's his day job? Like, is he working just so that he can pretend to be a collie? Or does he just like a regular guy? You're at the water cooler and you're like, what'd you do this week? And he's like, I went to the baseball game. What'd you do? He's like, I got photos from my Instagram in my new dog costume. And mm-hmm. you're like,
what does he do when he takes off the cape?
Yeah.
He just becomes regular old Toco.
Is he like Clark Kent?
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
We don't know what he does.
He's a superhero. Yeah. He should have a movie, a comic about him.
Oh, at least.
Yeah.
At the very least.
So he's been trying to clap back against some of the haters that have come for him. Certainly not us, but...
No.
There's an article about him taking on the haters where people made comments that were things like, this man spent $20,000 for this border collie costume. You cannot convince me this isn't some weird sex thing. And he came back and said, I'm just sad that people can think that because I love animals and I enjoy acting like a collie. This is my hobby, so I will carry on. It makes me happy and other people happy too.
Dude, listen.
I'm listening.
So much respect for this guy. Like, he just invented his own hobby. It's like most of us are like, oh, my hobby is pickleball. There's a large population of people playing pickleball. Mm-hmm. I love it too. That's great. But like, you're laying awake at night and you're like, no hobby satisfies me. There isn't an existing hobby currently that satisfies me. Mm-hmm. So what Danny, he goes hiking, he does adventures, like boring hobby, bro. Like when you think about it, like this guy, this guy laid awake at night and was like, I'm going to invent my own hobby because nothing has satisfied me. And I will just pursue this hobby that I invented. And that's insane.
Yeah.
In all the good ways.
Like, although I will say, yeah, kudos to him. But if he showed up in a park where my kids were playing, I would probably move to another part of the park.
Call the police.
Yeah, we're definitely leaving.
Right.
I'm moving my kids where they're not seeing him. And I'm watching him from a distance like, holy shit.
Side-eyeing him the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah. For sure. I'm watching. I want to watch.
But yeah, kudos to him on his hobby. I get what you're saying, Tyson.
Like how... like that's never even crossed my mind where it's like, oh, I'll just invent my own hobby. Like I don't think I'm creative enough to be like imagine the guy who first invented surfing or the guy who first invented whatever. And you're just like, at some point that got invented and it became a lot of people's hobbies. And maybe this guy is on the forefront.
There could be a whole group of people.
I'm sure there is.
Go to like a collie convention and we don't know, right? He's just the most popular human collie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's probably every breed of dog out there eventually. So if you see a big dog out on the street, just, you know, make sure that it is a dog and not a human because you might insult them.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Let's talk about another story that's going on. This was a big one over the last couple of days. Have either of you heard about SubwayNameChange.com?
SubwayNameChange.com.
Is this about sandwiches? Is this a real article? I'm just clicking on it.
No, this is real. This is real news, okay? Because the people over at Subway, that they have a new challenge available. Check out SubwayNameChange.com, where you can go ahead. Welcome to Subway Name Change Challenge. Enter now. Are you Subway's number one fan? I mean, look, nothing's ever gone wrong for the person that holds the title of Subway's number one fan before, okay?
Wait, are they?
That is a coveted position.
Are they renaming the franchise or just the sandwich?
Okay, they're renaming you, Danny, okay? If you're Subway's number one fan, prove it. You could win Subway for life, but only if you change your name to Subway.
I'd rather be
sign up now through August 1st through August 4th for your chance to win free Subway for life and an awesome new name. Sign up with an email to get started.
So are they making everyone who signs up legally change their name to Subway and then choosing a winner? Or are they choosing a winner
They pick your name out and then it's like, all right, time to change your name.
Rob, you've got the best flow. If you change the name,
Subway Sesternino. I mean, it's not bad.
Not bad at all. Way better than me and Tyson.
Yeah. Subway Apostle, Subway Bryson.
Nope.
Not bad. That's terrible.
Nah, yours is the best. So what I'm saying is, like, this is a great opportunity, especially on your anniversary.
Can I go by Sub for short?
Yeah. I mean, not at official get togethers with Subway, but out on the streets.
Yeah. Please, I'd be like, please call me Sub.
Now, you didn't say everything they win. Or did you cover the monetary?
No, what is the monetary prize?
The winner will receive $750 to cover the cost of legally changing their name.
Okay.
Along with, and this is what you did talk about, $50,000 in Subway gift cards.
Yeah.
So you'll get money to go to court. I didn't know it cost that much to change your name. But yeah, change your name if that's and it also says in this article that a couple of years ago, last year they had the tattoo to get Subway Series lineup tattooed on you.
Yeah,
this is Subway working hard. Before you consider doing this though, you should go into the new Subway. It's not the same. So before you change your name, go in and make sure that the new sandwich lineup is one that you can agree with.
There is a new sandwich lineup. I went in there. I was like, I don't recognize any of this.
That's what I'm talking about. And it was salty. I had a very salty sandwich.
Yes.
So salty.
Yes. Okay.
Like drinking seawater.
Yeah. What is the Subway menu these days?
It's brand new. I didn't recognize anything.
Yeah.
They changed it all?
Some of it's like similar sandwiches, but they all have different names and they all are built a little differently, I think. They still have some of the classics, but you got to like look around for them.
Yeah, it was very confusing. Yeah. I was thrown off of my stride, or whatever you would say.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I'm not considering changing my name. Up until then, I was like, I should probably change my name to Subway. But after seeing their new menu, I'm not sure how I feel. So, Rob, before you do this, you commit, just go and see if there's a sandwich you like.
I'm trying to, but I think that it's like making me, I got to go on like maybe my DoorDash and see if I can see what's going on. Also, that free Subway for life is only a $50,000 in Subway gift cards.
Yeah, because once the card runs out, they kill you.
How much?
I mean, $50,000 at Subway, I feel like, is that a lifetime of Subway? I'm thinking like, okay, my name is Subway. I'm going to go there every day. And I think I'm going to go through that $50,000 in what? Like 6 months?
What? 6 months?
I don't know. Okay, how much?
I'm spending
$12 at Subway a day. And I go 365 days out of the year.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm not smart enough.
You're getting a foot long, obviously, because you love
that. $12. Okay. 365. Okay. Oh, no. So that's like 10 years of Subway if I go every single day for the rest of my life.
Well, remember, the diet kills you.
Yes, that's true.
So they don't expect you to live beyond that decade.
Mm-hmm.
So they know. They know the game.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, dude, he won't even get to the end of this 50K before he's dead from high blood pressure.
I just want to see this new menu. If I look on Subway and see what they have. Popular items. I mean, it looks pretty similar.
I'm telling you what's not,
wait, hold on. Here's some new ones here. What's Grand Slam Ham?
Yeah.
Titan Turkey? The Beast?
Yep.
Is this any connection to Mr. Beast, the Outlaw?
Oh, Mr. Beast,
the monster,
is suing the maker of his Beast Burger, by the way.
Oh, really? Why?
Yeah, bad representation. They've spoiled the Beast brand with their terrible tasting burgers.
Tyson, wait, hold on a second. There's the Pickleball Club at Subway.
Pickleball Club? What's on that?
Our new Pickleball Club, trademarked. It's a crowd pleaser with thin sliced black forest ham, crisp bacon, American cheese, and artisan Italian bread. With lettuce, tomatoes, pickles, red onions, and our new honey mustard sauce, every bite tastes like sweet victory.
Why don't they make them all based on things like the TikTok Turkey Club?
TikTok Turkey?
Yeah. I don't know. I can think of some others if I had time.
They got the Hot Shot Italiano. I mean, I would change my name to that.
I think that's what the sandwich I got.
Hot Shot Italiano.
Yeah. I think that's the one.
Wow, look at you, Danny. And
is it different than the spicy Italian?
See, that's the one previous sandwich that I liked.
Sounds more like salty Italian.
That's why I said it was salty.
Yeah.
Because I said salt and pepper, and then I said, no, wait, just pepper, because I realized that those were some salty meats.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She put extra salt on. And then my mouth just like all moisture gone by the time I was done with that sandwich.
Yeah. All right.
So I had this take on Twitter a while ago, and I, of all the sandwich chains that I've been to, I thought the old school Subway was the best. The problem with the other ones is like you go to these ones and they're just like, here's 13 pounds of meat on your sandwich. Oh, I don't need 13 pounds of meat on my sandwich. I want 10. Just a little flavor of it on my sandwich. I don't need like a pre-rolled 10-pound log of turkey crammed onto my sandwich. Some people, I guess, prefer that. Not for me. The old Subway was for me. Take out the
now
yoga
where
mats.
Do you go?
Perfect. Still Subway.
Still Subway.
You can still order a spicy Italian, Danny. Mm-hmm.
My Subway argument has always been this. Why would I go to any place, any sandwich store that makes me a cold sandwich when I can make a cold sandwich at home? I don't have that fancy cheese melting.
Where do you go? Toaster. Quiznos, Danny?
Yeah, toaster. I would go any. Yeah, I'll go to any sandwich shop that can give me a hot sandwich. That's the only reason I would go there. I don't need a cold freaking sandwich. I will make that at home.
Jersey Mike?
Yeah, is that a cold sandwich? I don't get them from Jersey Mike.
Danny DeVito, I see him like over like some sort of like grill.
Yeah, I don't get them like, from anywhere that can't heat up
my
sandwich.
Do you hear the steak sizzling right now?
No,
that's
dude.
A Jersey Mike.
then I would get Jersey Mike. Also, you need to toast the bread so it can defend against sogginess as you eat the sandwich.
Perfect segue, Danny, because we've got another lawsuit on our hands. This time, Taco Bell. It's time for you to go to court because Taco Bell, big lawsuit is going against Taco Bell because on a couple of different fronts. One, Crunchwrap Supreme. And also Mexican pizza. And he says that this is brought forward by a Brooklyn man, another spicy Italian. This is going to be a case that's brought up by Frank Siragusa. He bought a Mexican pizza for $5.49 at Taco Bell in New York City. And he says that it contained only half as much beef and bean filling as the photo advertised.
How could he know that?
It was a picture. He looked at the picture.
For the photo, you push all the beef and bean up to the front. I mean, you can't know how much beef or bean is in there. That's insane. It's not advertising how many grams of beef. This is getting tossed.
Okay. You say so, Danny, but I don't know. See, I thought he was doing it over the Crunchwrap. Saying that it wasn't that crunchy, but no, he's just saying that the photos are much bigger than what you actually get.
How long has this person lived on Earth? Because advertising food is all about making them look more appealing than they actually are.
He's looking for $5 million in damages.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yep. So the lawsuit seeks $5 million. This is a class action for customers who bought five items in the New York State Taco Bell in the last 3 years.
He is not alleging that the items contain less content than Taco Bell describes on its website.
So I think he's saying that the website description is accurate, but the photo is very misleading.
Oh, my gosh. The photos, that's what social media is all about. Everything you see on a screen is false advertising.
Yeah,
look
at that,
so
that bear at the Chinese zoo.
Yeah, look at the fake bear. Look at the human collie. I mean, every story we talk about is false advertising.
Okay, well, that he claims Taco Bell ads are unfair and financially damaging to consumers, especially concerning now that inflation, food, and meat prices are very high. And many consumers, especially low-income consumers, are struggling financially.
By the way, his lawyer has some experience in this.
Yes?
Because he's got lawsuits out there.
Is it the guy?
Siragusa's lawyer has filed a still-pending lawsuit in Brooklyn accusing McDonald's and Wendy's over the actual versus advertised size of their burgers. So this guy is an experienced, he's no Hint of Lime level, but he's getting there.
Okay. All right. So now, all right, so we heard about, okay, Taco Bell, they're on defense, but let's talk about another restaurant, Buffalo Wild Wings, okay? Buffalo Wild Wings might be going on the offense. They might be coming back and going after the people that are giving out the lawsuits because there was a lawsuit filed against Buffalo Wild Wings saying that Buffalo Wild Wings are just chicken nuggets and asked a judge to not throw out his class action lawsuit because it would only fuel the restaurant's disrespect for poultry lovers. And so that now Buffalo Wild Wings, so Buffalo Wild Wings has now come out. Now, I guess that they're riding high because that they beat this case of the man that sued them to say it was chicken nuggets. And they put out this ad on Instagram. Let me see if I can make this small enough that we can see it on the screen. Here we go. So this is from Buffalo Wild Wings, okay? Let's see. Can you see this? So Buffalo Wild Wings took out an ad that says, "We don't give a ... on people means? On when people say boneless wings aren't wings."
Look, a restaurant serves food that you either like or don't like. If you spend all your time nitpicking what's possibly in there or the sizes that are advertised, you're going to be disappointed. That's not a game you want to play. All right. go in there, and if you don't like the food, move on.
Yeah. I think this guy really pissed off Buffalo Wild Wings that they had to put out an ad to piss him off.
Oh, 100%. I mean, that is an aggressive, dangerous move from a restaurant. Maybe they've got nothing to lose. Maybe they're just hovering there on bankruptcy and they're like, you know what? Screw this.
Mm-hmm. You think that Buffalo Wild Wings is hovering on bankruptcy?
I don't know. I'm just saying that this is kind of like a reckless move of mm-hmm. someone who's kind of thrown caution to the wind.
Yeah. It's just such a wild claim that this man is very upset that the Buffalo Wild Wings, he says, are more chicken nuggets than chicken wings.
Chicken nuggets and chicken wings.
They're chicken. They're not nuggets.
That's easy to determine.
A mm-hmm. nugget is a pressed, processed meat, right?
Yes. Tyson, I think you would like this strategy from Buffalo Wild Wings. They've also come out with some other statements to say, it's true. Our boneless wings are all white meat chicken. Our hamburgers contain no ham. Our buffalo wings are 0% buffalo.
I like that. Yeah.
I do like that.
Yeah. So... yeah, they got this case tossed, and Buffalo Wild Wings is not taking this lightly.
They're not taking it anymore. That's it.
Mm. Yeah.
Be careful which corporation you anger.
Yeah.
Do you think that the boneless buffalo wings are made from wing meat? They're not. They're breast meat.
Not a lot of meat on the wings.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So they wings... like that's yeah, but buffalo also. So yeah, I don't know. I think we all understand. And if you don't, then maybe just stay home and eat.
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously.
And this same person has also been very litigious that he has also put forward a lawsuit for Tom's of Maine Wicked Fresh mouthwash because it said natural on the label. And he also went after Kind granola bars because it said high in fiber. And he says that that's all inaccurate.
See, whenever you find someone who's got, this has already proven this, that you find someone who's got one lawsuit out against
the corporation. Yeah, they have a bunch.
They're just throwing out anything they can in the hopes of just reaching a settlement.
Hey, you only have to be right once, Danny.
I know, but you know who pays for all of these frivolous lawsuits? The consumers.
The consumer. Yep.
That's us.
He also went after Hefty by saying that its trash bags are recyclable when that wasn't the case. That case also got dismissed.
Who thought that trash bags were recyclable? That's insane.
Yeah. Okay. So that's what's going on with the battle against all of these big restaurants.
Here's the shame. We do need people to keep corporations in check, right? Because they do get greedy.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's just when you have all of these people out there slinging lawsuits in every direction, they just create chaos and extra costs for us.
Mm-hmm.
We need to find balance. I think we should all vote on like one or two people who can take up corporate lawsuits.
Mm-hmm.
And like, those are our defenders.
Danny, will you run? Are you running for office in 2024?
As the corporate defender? Or no, the people's defender against corporations. No, I won't be running.
Mm-hmm.
But okay. I'll gladly cast a vote.
Okay.
For Hint of Lime.
For Hint of Lime. Okay. this is a story about a realtor that is in Canada. He's a real estate agent. Got fined for $20,000 after he was caught chugging milk from the container as they were showing a seller's home.
That $20,000 Canadian?
I believe $20,000 Canadian.
Yeah. Usually when you're in a country, they go by their monetary system. It's not
mine. Just wanted to confirm it.
Danny is so American.
Yeah.
Like, okay, $15,000. I just wanted to see, you know, make sure. Not always the case.
Yeah.
Because some English publications will use pounds, but also dollars.
But who finds that person and why is that like, is that against a code that they are like, will not chug milk?
That's against every code.
Even so, Tyson, if you were selling your home and then the realtor opened your refrigerator and started chugging your milk,
the realtor,
when you were
probably,
home.
But that's weird. I mean, it's weird, but it's also like, was it out of supposed to be funny or like, did it help?
No word on if it was a joke or if he just loves milk.
He walks into your house, Tyson. Okay. It's 115 degrees outside. He just needs some cool, refreshing milk. He opens up that paper carton milk that you love so much. You know, like you open the triangle.
Yeah.
And then he just
chugs it. I think this was a jug,
it.
Danny.
Okay. Then he just chugs it. You've got it all on camera because you've got a camera pointed directly at the fridge. And you just laugh it off. That's kind of how you sound. Like you're just like, oh, so that's just, those are, that's a realtor point right there. Chugging milk. You're okay with it? Wow.
I mean, I'm not okay with it, but I'm like, why is that $15,000?
Yeah. I agree with that. This is insane.
Like, this is where like you go in, the people who saw the house were like, we were going to buy it, but he chugged milk. And you're like, oh, so we didn't sell the house because he chugged milk. That's an issue. But what if they're like, we're buying this. This dude chugged this milk.
It's a celebration of selling.
We're buying the house. This dude is awesome. Yeah. Like the house seemed okay. But then, yeah.
Doc says maybe he just had Buffalo Wild Wings and needed the milk. Is that possible,
yes,
Danny?
That is
a ghost pepper.
Very, very possible. Yeah. And if that's the case, maybe we'll find out in court because it hasn't. Was he actually fined or is it in the process?
Yeah, he agreed to pay the disciplinary penalty as well as $2,500 in enforcement expenses. So that he says that he had been taking a new medication that made him extremely thirsty.
Thirsty for milk?
Yes.
So something else is going on here. Yes, First of all,
the medicine was a cookie.
The amount is insane. Mm-hmm. He just accepted it. He's not even fighting it. He's like, no, that sounds about right for chugging a stranger's milk. This, to me, seems unusual. There has to be more.
I don't know. That's
like this is just beyond weird. This is the weirdest story we've talked about, and we've actually covered fake bears at Chinese zoos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this, to me, is more strange.
All right, Danny. One more story before we get to the bolt hole this week. Let's just give an update on the big hearing. We talked last week on the podcast about how, okay, Capitol Hill, here we go, UFO hearing. Danny's like, tisk, tisk. But
yeah,
I'll believe
am.
It when I see it. Now, we had sworn testimony about that the government has non-human remains of extraterrestrial life, Danny.
Show me. Show me. The promise of great evidence is always just around the corner. This is starting to make me feel like the government is steering all of this. I don't know why. Maybe a distraction. But it's just like the promise of the big reveal is always just around the corner.
Yeah.
I mean, they asked the
like
guys.
Like when I used to watch Lost.
Yeah. Oh, was someone ever murdered to keep this information from the public? They asked him that question. And he's like, well, I can't speak to that, but I have heard of through other sources. I'm like, dude, then shut your mouth. Right? Shut your mouth. Unless you witness someone get murdered by the men in black, I don't care. Don't even bring it up. Don't spread more rumors. That's not what we need right now. And that's all these hearings are doing, are spreading more rumors.
Wow. So, Danny really throwing some cold water on this.
I am. I was excited by the Tic Tac videos when they first came out. I do appreciate the testimony from pilots, both civilian and military. But it's like after that, all I'm hearing is what I've been hearing for 50 years since people were first told it was swamp gas. It's just like more of the same, right? Show me the body. Hold up that dead alien limb and be like, this is it. This is it. This is an alien. Test its DNA. You'll find out it's totally different than humans or anything on the planet. I'm just fed up. Sorry. I'm sorry if that burst your bubble, your big alien bubble, but I'm just tired of it.
Well, nobody's that excited about it anymore. Like if this had been 40 years ago, maybe, but like now it just is like, you already kind of told us there were aliens last time. Like, why do you keep telling us, but like, bring us the thing.
Bring us the thing.
Yeah.
That's what they're going to chant at the gates of Area 51. This coming week when it's just surrounded by the new Storm Area 51 group. Bring us the thing. Bring us the thing.
Bring us the thing.
Bring us the thing. Okay. All right, Danny, are you ready to bring us the thing that is known as your wonderful bolt hole?
Okay. I will deliver to you the cold corpse.
And Danny never says that, okay, it's coming soon. Don't worry. It'll be there. It always is delivered to you every Tuesday.
100%.
From Danny Bryson. Here we go.
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
Okay, Danny.
First of all, for anyone who thought that's it was a standard argument. If you're married and you have arguments with your wife, I just want everyone to just chill because it was nothing above and beyond the normal. What I was
another
really
day
trying
in the
to
office,
do,
people.
Just another day in the office. What I was really trying to do was work in because Liz does listen to this podcast.
I was trying. This was to an apology.
Yeah, an apology, but also point out that she actually does do tons of gnarly stuff that I would never touch with a 10-foot pole.
Yeah. Sheep being one.
Yeah, exactly. So disgusting. So yeah, if you're like, oh my gosh, Danny's, it sounds like it's on the rocks. No, classic, one of the classic arguments that you have.
Of the
in
Bryson
marriage.
Household.
Rob's been married for 13 years. Everyone who's been married for a long time realizes when the same arguments crop up. The subject matter might change slightly, but it's basically the same argument year after year after year. I mean, it happens so often, I've even considered printing out and laminating cards as a joke that give each of us our own opinions that we constantly repeat every time we bring up that argument.
Yeah, I would like to see that, Danny.
But yeah, you think it would go down pretty well?
Mm-hmm.
If I printed out and laminated some cards,
like
said,
I would really, I mean, if you were in the midst of an argument with Liz and then was like, you missed your line.
That's what I've done. But it seriously is just like that. It wouldn't go over well. We all know that because that's part of the argument. But honestly, I feel like I could print out cards and hand them over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So don't worry.
Don't worry. Don't worry. That's
not how it's going.
I could keep going, but I won't. Let's hear about Danny's bolt hole.
So we've all wanted to be rock stars, I'm sure, at some point, right? Tyson was actually pretty good at Rock Band. Remember that, Tyson?
I do.
He had all the stage presence that was required. He just needed the supporting band to prop him up.
Yeah.
And in this day and age, it's kind of weird. Like the age of rock stars has kind of changed. It used to be just a handful of bands that could fill stadiums, right? You'd hear about people going to South America and filling 100,000 person stadium. You guys remember that? The good old days? And maybe they still do that, but you don't really hear about it nearly as much because you had less options. You had like seriously in each category, a list of like 10 to 15 people. So it is impressive when Taylor Swift is on tour, and I'm not a Swiftie, right? But I have to admire a couple things about Taylor Swift. One, how do you say that? People who study economics, I can't even
Economists.
Thank you, Tyson. Yes. I was starting off wrong. Have pointed out that her tours have single-handedly boosted the economies of every city that she's gone to significantly in helping us in these dire times where we may or may not be in recession. That is impressive. Again, not a Swiftie, but I have to appreciate that in this day and age, there's a rock star out there who can still do that.
So you're saying that everybody owes Ticketmaster an apology?
She didn't manage to destroy Ticketmaster after they flubbed some of her ticket sales. But the other thing that she did just recently, I believe in Seattle, was have a concert, and I think Garth Brooks did this as well recently, had a concert so loud and rambunctious that it registered as an earthquake on their very sensitive instruments.
Wow. That is crazy.
Yeah. In this day and age for an artist to do that, that just seems incredibly impressive because that's something of the past. That's like Guns N' Roses. I don't even know. You name the band from the 70s or 80s. But to do that, and it's just, I wish, you know, how awesome would it be, Tyson, if you could be in charge of anything that could register on the Richter scale? I think it registered as like a 2.7. I've never even got up to like a 1. There's nothing I've ever done in my life that has registered on the Richter scale. And I think that's a good benchmark when you're measuring your life, like success.
That's the new level of success. It's not like how much money. It's not like that. I did an event that was focused solely around me. You think the next live news AF we could register on the Richter scale?
I would love that. If we could beat Taylor Swift, get a 2.8, maybe, dare I dream, a 3.0, that would be pretty awesome. I'd feel good about myself as I was being flung by the trebuchet into space with Tyson tied. I'd feel pretty good about my life if I had done something that registered as a 3.0.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A 3.0 on the Richter scale.
Yeah. The new measuring stick for success, I think, should be that.
DePete says the Seahawks fans did it too. I'm sure like these stadiums do it quite often, or
not
maybe all the time, but sometimes. Yeah.
And I don't have a hard time believing that, football fans, but it's just like the age of rock concerts. Kind of what I'm focusing on is I felt like it had gone away, but Taylor Swift has managed to bring it back and register on the Richter scale.
We're back, baby.
Congratulations to her.
Mm-hmm.
So you're a Swiftie now.
No, I don't. You know what? When we listen to that type of music, I can't even tell a difference between any of those artists. None of them. They all sound exactly the same. I'm like, is this Taylor Swift? They're like, no, this is Selena Gomez. I'm like, oh, okay. They sounded just like the last song. Was that Taylor Swift? No, that was Miley Cyrus. I'm like, I don't even know. So no, I don't have the ear for it, I guess.
Do you think that was also affected by COVID?
Yes, but I have respect for what she was able to do.
Always, out there in Seattle, always.
Right? I don't have to like her as a musician to respect her as a Richter scale influencer.
Mm-hmm. She moves the needle for sure.
Yeah. So anyway.
Do you think that should be in people's bios? Like how?
I do. I actually do. Like Tyson Apostle pickleball event registered as a 0.004 on the Richter scale.
Yeah.
Be cool.
That would be cool. And how low does the Richter scale go? Like, could you measure the stomping of feet? Like how many feet need to stomp before that's even triggered?
That's a good question. I only know one thing about the Richter scale is that it is a exponential chart or whatever measurement, meaning that the power of the earthquake is just, it just goes like this as you get closer up to 9 and 10.
Mm-hmm.
So to get to 3 would probably be a significant step up from a 2.7.
What's a 10? Like the earth just has like the earth cracks.
From the sand itself and sucks into a black hole. Mm-hmm.
That is actually a good question. There have been 9s, I believe, but I've never heard of a 10. Maybe the 10 is unobtainable.
Mm.
You know, that's like the moon crashing into the planet.
Yes. Oh my God. Oh my God. All right. Yeah. Well, Danny, thank you for sharing that news with us about Taylor Swift. What's coming up for you this week?
I got to get out. I got to do something.
Was it that bad?
It's not bad, guys. Everyone relax.
Because of the sheep?
It's not bad. The sheep are annoying, but it's not bad. And this week, my kids have to walk the sheep in a presentation, a practice presentation.
Where at?
Rodeo grounds.
Ooh, are you going?
Yeah, I have to go twice down to the rodeo to watch my little girl walk that sheep.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be exciting. I'm also still trying to get that stupid, because my kids say they'll finally respect me if I get that YouTube silver play button at 100,000.
Do they send you something?
Only my kids have told me about this. It sounds like you do have to apply for it, but they will send it to you.
Okay.
And it's like a silver play button. And it is just like taking forever. I'm at like 92. I'm so close.
Mm-hmm.
But my growth is not like the Richter scale. It is not exponential.
Look, that's how you build sustainable audiences, Dan.
I know. But sometimes I'm like, gosh, I just need to shoot up to 100,000. Mm. Then finally my kids will like me.
Did the Kilimanjaro episode boost you at all?
It did well, right? And I thought, oh, it's Kilimanjaro season, I think, until October. So I would imagine that it'll be a well-performing. But it wasn't like the Matterhorn.
Hmm.
The Matterhorn was like a shot of steroids.
Why the Matterhorn? Why are so much interest in the Matterhorn?
That's a good question. It's more recognizable, maybe. I don't know. In a competition, who would win if they fought those two mountains? But anyway, that's what I'm working on. Sheep wrangling and then trying to get to 100,000 on mediocre amateur. So, yeah.
Okay. Tyson? All right.
Oh, straight to me. Thanks, Danny. Yeah. I'm trying to schedule So before this, I have my pickleball podcast. My guest thought it was at Pacific time instead of the Eastern time, which is what we gave her. Then I get a text that, is it okay if she doesn't have a computer? She can do it all from her phone, even though when we send out the invite, we say be on a computer. So now it's just like, what am I doing here?
Sounds like a day in the life.
It really is. So I'm just like, come on. Like 11.
People think it's easy.
11 a.m. Eastern time. Please be on a computer with headphones. That's yes. Then I get a response. Yes. So now I'm assuming that they read that whole sentence, but maybe they didn't. Nope.
Sorry.
So, so we got that going on. I am going to Idaho this weekend with my dad.
Oh, nice.
Look at some cool mountain properties that he is looking at. But
all right, cool temperature wise.
Yeah. Sure. But that's my dad's hobby is looking at cool properties.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, yeah, it's fun. So I'm going with him. It's like a dad son thing.
Yeah. That's nice.
Yeah.
It is nice.
Yeah. So it'll be fun. And then the kids start school this week. And that means more time to scroll my phone or whatever.
Yeah. All right. Well, you got to make it's important to carve out that time for you and your screen.
Uh-huh. That's true. Some screen time.
If your screen time gets too low, Tyson, like, you know, that's not good either.
Yeah. Then you're not getting a vitamin B for blue.
You're not getting enough information for your brain.
Yeah.
Right.
Jammed straight into your brain hole.
Yeah.
What do you got going on, Rob? You got
your anniversary. Yeah. Going to lunch. Get about to kick off Big Brother tomorrow night. So, of course, tons of stuff going on here on Rob is a Podcast. I've got one show recommendation. I watched a show called Deepfake Love.
Oh, I read about that.
On what?
Netflix. Deepfake Love. It's a little a little disturbing. It's a little of Temptation Island where couples, you know, that want to test their relationship. So, Danny, maybe this is an option of, okay, you want to test your relationship. They send you to a house with like tempters and very much like Temptation
Cheaters.
Island, same exact thing. And so then they, and everybody is like very tempted. But then they show your partner, like, all right, here's video of your partner from the house. That it's either real or a deep fake, you have to decide.
That's too much.
And then they show you
they're gonna break people.
Yeah. Then they show you your girlfriend like having sex with somebody else. It's like, did this really happen or is it a deep fake?
Oh my gosh.
Is it worth watching?
You floozy. I knew it. How could you? Like, this can't be real. It's fake.
Yeah, so either way, your relationship has been
honestly,
destroyed.
I don't know if you need to spend 8 hours watching Deepfake Love like I did. You could just listen to the podcast about it.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
So just listen to your podcast.
That's fine. Yeah, so that's, but it's a little news AF-y.
It is.
Yeah. All right, so that'll do it for us here today. We'll be back next time. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.